This is not a technical manual, it's a love letter. This recording is not a work of art, it's a gift. This is not a poem, it's a technical manual.
The summer of 1968, my husband and I lived in Rancho de Taos, within walking distance of the adobe church that George O'Keefe has made famous. Many mornings, I made a ritual climb to the top of the nearest peak and gazed out into that special land and sky space. The Butte Abiquiu was clear in the dry, far distance. Of course, I thought of George O'Keefe walking there. I tried to open my eyes as wide as possible, and one thing I found was this shape. Returning to my studio in New York City, I made a painting in that shape, working on it and no other painting for 9 months, trying to capture the space and the light.
Viewing instruction number one. Stand directly in front of the painting. Walk forward or back until the painting fills your whole field of vision. Look at the painting with your eyes as wide open as you can. If necessary, minutely adjust your position to exclude any other visual information other than the canvas. Stay in this position for at least 2 minutes with your eyes wide open but relaxed. Then squint at the painting through partly closed eyes.
Each painting reveals its space gradually, layers of interwoven, transparent color and white, a pulling apart of light and space. The white triangular shape acts as a threshold leading into the space and light. A painting for morning, afternoon, and evening light.
Viewing instruction number two. Walk to the wall to either the left or right-hand side of the painting. Close to, but not touching the side of the canvas. Stand with your shoulder about 1 foot away from the wall. Look across the surface of the painting.
After you left, I realized I should have explained more explicitly that the white paintings were painted to change with the duration of looking and with every change in light. Since it was so cold when you came, I didn't even open the loft doors so that you could see the distinct change of color from tungsten to daylight. Each painting has countless layers of thin paint. When looking at a painting, one's eyes penetrate one layer after another.
Viewing instruction number three. Walk, don't run, away from the painting as far as the dimensions of the gallery will allow. Look at the painting for as long as you can, and then go and sit in front of the painting on the bench provided. By sitting, you give yourself permission to stop, and now the painting can come to you. This is the gift, not just the painting, but the permission to sit still and wait for the painting to come to you and for you to go to the painting. I like her paintings because they sit or hang in a room and wait for you to visit or to return. They're always there and are secure within themselves. They've been released into the world by the artist. This whole series of exercises should take about 10 minutes. That is about 0.1% of the time that Carol Heyer spent making this painting in her New York City studio when she worked on it in 1968. Barry Newton, Professor of Architecture, Lawrence, Kansas, 2007.